Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Live from the Signal Media Studios, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill. This broadcast is being presented by West Rock Coffee and brought to you in part by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas's best insurance, Chicken King, Ortho Rehab, and Bill Dillard III. Now, it's a close encounter with the Doctor of Football, Fitz Hill.
Hey, we on deep?
All right.
Hey, thanks for joining us. I'm just trying to get back in. Happy New Year, Pastor Drew. So it's good to be back in the studio. Our first time.
Yep.
Buzzing it out this year.
In a minute.
Hey, I'm going to open it up with a word of prayer before we get started, because we want you to have a close encounter tonight with the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report, presented by Expressway Airport Parking, Ortho Rehab, and Chicken King. You're here, getting ready to hear from my head football, my head parking coach at Expressway Airport Parking. We're trying to put him in the game right now. Drew Baker, the parking dream maker. We are calling you. Please come in. We're getting ready to get you in the game. But before we do that, we want to seek you first, the kingdom of God. We thank you for this platform, God, that we can glorify your name and bring glory to your glory doing this. Drew, I tell you what, it's been a new year. A lot of happening going on. Let me tell our listeners about West Rock Coffee a little bit. Hey, Damon. We got some feedback.
I'm just going to step outside.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Drew, hold it. Yeah. There you go. Hold Drew off right there. Hey, our title sponsor, the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report, is making plays around the globe and supplying America's coffee and tea needs, all from Central Arkansas. If you call, West Rock will ball. Put West Rock in the game and let them perk up all your coffee needs. My man Shug is out tonight on a basketball call due to the weather, but hey, he got a six man coming from over there. That we got Coach Richard Wilson, the head football coach at Arkansas Baptist College, who former Razorback, UCA Bear, man, probably how many years coaching total you have now?
I stopped counting. It's over 40.
I know that's what I say, 40 years of coaching experience. But most people don't realize when he lets me speak to the football team at Arkansas Baptist College that in 1989 I was his graduate assistant. And, man, he was just a role model mentor to me. And when I got the opportunity to bring football to Arkansas Baptist College, the godly Christian man that he is, I knew that he was the perfect guy for that. And he's been there the whole way. And, man, we've done some incredible things I want you to talk about here in a little bit. But I want to go back to our title sponsor, West Rock Coffee, making plays around the globe. And I just tell you, it's something that we're proud to be a part of and grateful for their support. Uncle B will be joining us in the fourth quarter, but I got a special guest coming on at second half. Hopefully he will be able to join us, but attorney Marshall Nash. We're going to be talking about the gambling scam that's been going on in college basketball. As you know, there were three individuals from the state of Arkansas has been impacted. I had the opportunity to visit with one. Not going to be calling out any names, but man, when I call Mr. Nash, Attorney Nash, he had a very interesting perspective about the gambling scam, however, and how it really came on and how it has really impacted basketball and the specific individuals and institutions that they targeted. So I went back and did some research, and I said, you know, he might have a point, and I wanted him to share that with the listeners because, you know, when you hear, oh, the kids shouldn't have been doing this and kids shouldn't have been doing that and stuff, but, you know, if somebody calls you and tell you, look, just miss a few shots and get 10 grand and you need money, these kids didn't have in high NIL pay. It's really interesting. I'm still trying to, you know, right is right. I'm not trying to deviate from right, okay? But I said, Mr. Nash, you know, if I was in the court and I was sitting in that jury, which that's what he said, you would make me think. And that's what I started doing. He said, no, they tainted the jury. He said, the money that was given out, he said, no, that's what they did. He said, the kids got to tell their story. And I said, wow. And I said, man, will you come on my show and say that? I say, because if the jury never heard what you were saying and the jury only hear what the prosecutor's saying, and I said, so we all have to be here to make our decision based on the information, because like one attorney told me, you know, it's not what's right, it's what you can prove.
he says, the way it works.
He says, that was what you can prove. And he says, so that's how it is. In that. But hey, let me go to my man Drew. We got to put him in the game because I know he's probably out there parking cars because, man, it was holiday season. Hey, my man, Mr. Drew, how you doing, brother?
Dr. Hill, we're here today.
I know. Hey, listen, one time I pulled up out there, and Drew was driving. I said, now that's real service right there. The owner was doing the shelling, guys, and I tell you, but this year I went back there the week of Christmas, right before the first. I pulled myself in there. I had to go all the way to the back to get in there. Drew, you had them packed in there, bro, which is a good thing. And I'm happy go ahead.
We got to say thank you. We got to say thank you to everybody for a tremendous 2025, especially Christmas. We had a tremendous. We oversold the uncovered lot by 50 cars, and we had room in the deck, so we just gave everybody with a reservation free covered parking.
Right.
And
right.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
But, hey, we've got a special in February. Y'all realize Valentine's lands on a Saturday. The following Monday is President's Day, which is a vacation. So there's no excuse for every gentleman out there to treat his lovely wife to a long weekend somewhere abroad and come park and save 15%.
Yep.
I'm giving a 15% discount on February parking. And all you got to do is put the promo code PROSPER, because we expect a prosperous 2026. And so put in PROSPER in the promo code box for 15% discount February. Take your honey out.
Right, right. Hey,
see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I want to say this because this happened to me a few months ago. I got back and my tire was out of air. And your driver went, got the air, and did that. And you also do that right now. Somebody gets back in that battery because the cold weather has frozen. You'll jumpstart them too, won't you?
That's right, Coach. We have a jumper cable connection at the front, connected to every bus, and 30 feet of cable can reach to anybody's battery. We'll get everybody started, and we got a compressor on site in case your tire's low. We'll get you home. You won't be waiting for AAA at the parking lot. That's the last thing you want to do.
See, they don't say that at the airport. So they don't. You know, when it comes, if you get stranded at the airport. You know, it's bring your own, pack your own parachute. But see, you pack your own parachute. But see, but you out there, you pack parachutes for everybody. That's why you my man, Drew Baker, the Parking Dream Maker. Hey, Drew, thank you, man. Look forward to. Hey, I may be out there this weekend. Who knows? Because I may have to get another car.
Thank
get a
you,
truck,
Dr. Hill.
Get a truck. Hey, man, we love you, and we'll be in touch. Okay.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Hey, that's Expressway Airport Parking. Hey, this segment is presented by Expressway Airport Parking. That's my man, Drew Baker, the Parking Dream Maker. If you're leaving Little Rock, that's where you want to go. Five-star treatment. It's like Indiana. He, you might not even be a five-star, but he can win. He can win with the talent that you have when you pull up in there. It don't matter. He's my guy. Hey, recently, back in October, I was visiting with Doug Williams. I was in Vegas, and I got a chance. Man, Doug has always been a hero. He wrote the foreword for my book, and man, before he got into coaching, he was working at Navy. When I was at Arkansas, he would stop by when he was recruiting. I mean, when he was evaluating pro scouting, and always had great conversation. Always had ultimate respect for him as the first African American quarterback to win the Super Bowl. And when we had it, we visited for about 2 hours in Las Vegas, and I asked him. I said, he started the HBCU All-Star game in Atlanta, and I was asking him. I said, Doug, I said, did you realize that the enrollment of black males in higher education was the lowest at HBCUs in 25 and 26 than it has been since 1976. I said, which, 1976, I was 12 years old. I said, but has the NFL have discussion about this decline? I said, because when I think back about, you know, Coach Eddie Robinson when I was playing at Northeast Louisiana, all the things, I said, do you realize the athletes who didn't qualify, who were called props, who would go to HBCUs because they could sit out and play, and how that talent level ascended into the NFL? And I say, so what's happening? Why are we not addressing, you know, this population? I say, because it's disappeared. I say, if the enrollment is lowest it's ever been since 1976 at HBCUs, that has a trickle effect everywhere. And I said, because that's an indication of what we're dealing with. And I said, let's look at this decline in growth based on black males enrolling in college. I said, let's take the Hispanic Latino population. Okay, in 1990, it was 9%. In 2023, it was 20%. And today it just came out, it's the largest minority population in the United States of America. Just happened to read that with about 2 hours ago. Let's look at the contrast to African-American population, which didn't grow as fast. In fact, it hadn't hardly grown at all. In 1990, it was 12%. And in 2023, grown 1%, 13%. What happened? I said, so is the NFL not concerned about this decline in population from its majority stakeholders? I said, it's interesting. So what is being done to address this social phenomenon? And I said, as we start talking, I said, you know, how is this impacting the draft quality class? I said, if it's down because access, we always talking about, you know, the faucet used to be overrunning, but access to get there, what's happening to the NFL draft? Have you seen a decline? I said, I'm just wondering. I said, take, for example, my daughter went to Howard University. That's the mecca of HBCUs, all right, with resources, dental school, law school, doctor school. Dr. Rob could tell you all about that. You know, last year they only had 19% black male enrollment at Howard University, 19%. In fact, I was told that there was other populations were even more. Now, at Howard University. So I said, guys, these trends, I mean, this is something is wrong. So then as my first in 45 research, which I started looking and drew as we've been working with this population, what we found out that's led to the significant decline of enrollment of black males in higher education, we started looking at the dropout rate. You realize that dropouts, that's cutting off the faucet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And 70% of black males, according to the Scott Foundation, when you look over 52%, the black males have been dropping out of high school throughout the United States, according to the Schatz Foundation. And what the deal says, 70%, you have a 70% chance of going to prison if you do not finish high school. So now, if you're not finishing high school, all right, if you're dropping out, you're not playing football. All right, if you're not playing football, okay, you're not being recruited. If you're not being, if you're not playing college football, you have no chance to go to the NFL draft. So, Drew, we've been working with this DYS, and I just set the framework for what we're trying to do for juvenile violence. And I want to give you a chance because I know that's what you work on every Saturday in the community in our outreach program.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at juvenile incarceration, it doesn't just punish a moment. It's a compounding. When we lock up a young person early, it's often setting off that interest effect. So think about it. That first arrest means missed school, lost credits, trauma. And that record that follows on that one decision creates penalties that just keep stacking.
Yep.
It's just like practicing. It just keeps stacking up. But this is for the negative. So that means fewer opportunities. That means people are looking over their shoulder more stops. And what ultimately it means more touches with the system, the judicial system, which oftentimes leads them down the wrong path.
Hang on. We're going to come right back to that and let you hit on that. But we're going right really back to Proverbs 22:6 when it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he gets old, he will not depart from it. And Drew, stay with me, Drew. We're gonna hit this before you leave. I know you're gonna get out. But hey, it's the West Rock Cop Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Airport Parking. Pastor Drew, Coach Fitz, Coach Wilson, Dr. Rob. Hey, we got some intel for you. Stay tuned. Go get some popcorn. Get back with us.
Gonna change. God is good all the time. If he ain't, then you lying. had Chicken King, it's on and popping. Chicken King is truly the king of fried food. Have you ever had a Chicken King pork chop? It's fire. The catfish is crunchy and tasty. Add hot and the tartar sauces? Well, that will put it in the five-star lineup. The chicken wings? Well, that's really why they call it Chicken King. But all the chicken offerings qualify for the Dr. Football starting lineup, and that's why I'm prescribing Chicken Kings for your stomach's desires. Chicken Kings are located in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Bryant, and my hometown of Arkadelphia. Put Chicken King in the game, and if you call, they will ball in serving your order. Questions? Call 501-562-5573 and let them handle your fried food orders.
Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
Hi, the Dr. Football recently completed an evaluation of rehabilitation therapy and services, and to no surprise, it was revealed that Dr. Rob of Ortho Rehab and Specialty Centers received a 5-star rating, meaning Dr. Rob is the big baller in the rehab business. You got back pain, hamstring problems? I'm prescribing two words for you, Dr. Rob. Call him at 501-975-4040 and tell him the Dr. Football sent you for his 5-star treatment. This is Coach Fitz Hill, also known as a Dr. Football, and I approve this message.
Hey guys, is life sometimes confusing? You ever find yourself just needing directions? As men, we really need other men to help us figure it out. More than that, we need a model for manhood who we can look to help. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at authenticmanhood.com. Real men aren't afraid to ask for directions.
103.7 The Buzz is your home for Arkansas Razorback basketball. Coverage is brought to you by Lion Legal Services, Kaufman by Design West, Bell Chevrolet, Network Services Group, and Winrock Automotive. Razorback basketball on your home of the Hogs, 103.7 The Buzz.
On average, 30 black males are murdered each day in the United States. That's about 10,000 annually. Think about this. 30 families are contacted daily that a loved one has been murdered in the streets of America, not a foreign combat zone or a third world country. This hit home with me while serving as president of Arkansas Baptist College when my student, Derek Olivier, was gunned down across the street from campus. I made one of those 30 calls that day. It was and remains the hardest phone call of my life. Right now, I can still hear the screams from Derek's mother. It changed my life as well as changed their family life forever. This is why I launched firstin45.com to bring awareness to this epidemic and to create a game plan to save our sons now. We'd love for you to join our First in 45 team. You call, we ball, and together we save lives.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. It's a new year, and we're kicking it off with an inventory blowout sale. We're taking up to $4,000 off 2025 inventory. Whether you've had your eye on it, been dreaming about it, or waiting for the perfect time, this is your moment. At HJ Trailer Sales, we pride ourselves on exceptional customer service and reliability. Kick off the year right, save big, and start fresh with up to $4,000 off 2025 inventory. Visit HJ Trailer Sales today off Albert Pike in Hot Springs or online at hjtrailersales.com.
It's the Westrock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Boy, I wish y'all could see the doctor of audiology over here bumping his head. He getting it on over there.
Anthem.
that's my guy, Damon. Hey, but I kept Drew over to the second quarter, and you know what I've discovered over the last 3 years of collecting this research on juveniles who have been assigned to a detention facility is that about 80% of those had been suspended multiple times in elementary school, and yeah. So we see that, and so that's to me I call that, like you, Coach Wilson, I mean, that's going to and getting an assessment at the doctor and finding out something's wrong. And so what I'm, you know, just against a elementary school child being sent back to trauma,
mm-hmm.
all right, and not learning, and not reading, and that's that critical stage of time that we realize what the readership development skills need to be, and he's not in class doing that, but he's back to the environment that really calls for the suspension. I know you see that.
Yeah, and this is that multiplier effect. Mm-hmm. I mean, 84% of kids that make it to juvenile are going to be reincarcerated within 5 years of their 18th birthday. And it starts with these suspensions, these expulsions,
drop
in
out.
Elementary school, dropping out of the system. A young person who learns survival and detention, all of a sudden they come home carrying anxiety, anger, hypervigilance, responses that make sense inside a facility, but they don't make any sense outside the facility. It's this that multiplier that we just talked about. And then instead of healing, they return to the same neighborhood with fewer supports.
Right.
And more enemies. So juvenile incarceration, it becomes that pipeline. Mm-hmm. When we talk about this pipeline to prison, right now our state has a little over 400 youth in custody. The DOJ statistic means 336 of them are going to be reentering prison in the next 5 years as adults. Right now the average sentence is 12 years in Arkansas. That means unless that 400 number drops, we'll see over 4,000 new prison beds needed for youth in the next decade. And that's just if the statistics hold.
Right.
That's that multiplier effect. I mean, in Arkansas, statistics tell us that 46% of those who reoffend will return to prison within 3 years of their own release. So as adults, they just stay in that system, mm-hmm. and they're no longer contributing to society, but they're just basically a leech off of society.
A liability.
And it all started when we decided to put them out.
That's exactly right.
In elementary school and say, hey, you've got no value to society, and we've spoke that lie into their life that's carried forward for the next 20, 30, 40 years.
And next time we're back, we'll talk about that, because there is a precursor to that, because what we see is poverty and teenage pregnancy are huge birthing mechanisms to what we're talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, thank you, Pastor Drew. Ape, Rich, what you think about the game, man, did you pick Indiana?
Yeah, I had to.
Did you?
I had to.
Why?
It's just something about when you, you know what, momentum.
Yeah.
You know, they just had momentum. They had character.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of guys that had a point to prove, blue collar.
Yeah.
Felt like nobody wanted them. Yeah. They had been disallowed.
And not recruited by any Power Five.
Exactly.
Like the cornerback came in from JM, 5'9". Somebody told him he too little to play.
Too little.
He, you know, he had
yeah.
The defensive back that was out there that nobody wanted, Miami didn't recruit.
Exactly.
He picked off the ball.
He picked off the ball.
Yeah.
And then the quarterback wanted to walk on
right,
to
right.
you.
Couldn't he get a walk-on opportunity? No, and so.
Yeah. And so it was kind of like a storybook deal. And I watched the coach Signetti. I watched him the year before, and he had a good team, and he went to the playoffs, and everybody thought it was a joke.
That's like it was a fluke.
And he knew he was building.
Right.
And it was just amazing.
He said he's going to win a national championship.
Oh, yeah.
He said he'll be back here.
Yeah, he called it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And so check this out. All right. So I thought that the cream would rise to the top. I picked Miami to win by four.
Okay.
Only because I thought it was going to be three or four plays that was going to change it, because I thought they were fast. And that defensive line, all them boys going to be playing in there.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know, and we know how defense – and like he said, they couldn't hardly, you know, get anything going, because when you got the four disruptors up there like
yes.
that, them were some boys up in there now.
They had some boys.
They had some boys up in there. So I said, man, that defensive line. And then here's the deal. So just doing an analytical assessment of it, Miami had 45 4-5 stars, and Indiana had 8. Now look at that number.
Yeah.
Miami 45 and Indiana 8. All right. But here's the edge difference when you go back. Indiana players, they had 47 players between the ages of 22 and 25.
I saw a statistic that said most NFL teams,
yep.
the average mean of ages is I think 23.
Yep.
Indiana's was 23.6.
No, it's over. And then look, they said there are 140 NFL players ages 21 to 22.
Yes.
Okay? And so you can realize how that turnover continues to take place. But, Dr. Rob, talking about development, see, here's the deal about football and like basketball. Mm-hmm. You have to play football 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have to play football three years before you can qualify for the NFL.
Yeah.
And that's just because of development and injury prone. The body hadn't completely matured. So speak to that
a little
bit.
You're not going to get your full tissue density until you're in your mid-20s. So to throw somebody out there that's 17, 18 years old.
Like you can get away with these, basketball.
With these grown men, it's going to be tragic. To the younger people, because the tissue density, that just means, well, we used to call it being tough tissue-wise, being tolerant to trauma and being able to withstand certain things. And we've talked about this over the years. There are certain diets that you need to have as far as balancing what you're eating, but one of the main thing is time.
Right.
And appropriate workout patterns. So I
think when you look at that in development, you know, and repetition, you know, in the systems, and like, and he said something, you know, we may not have the better players, but the team as a whole was better than the sum of its parts.
You know, Bo Schembechler used to give his speech every year, and he'd always end it with, the most important thing is team, team, team. And it was kind of refreshing to see that really does work sometimes, because like you said, Miami had the probably more dynamic part of the game, but it's something about execution, and I tell you, it's something about believing in your guys, because Coach Cignetti had a timeout, which they thought they were going to get to delay a game. They wanted to kick a field goal, and then he thought better, and he started thinking. He says, Miami's pretty good. I don't want to put too much pressure on my defense because they can move the ball.
Correct.
So he made a monumental call when he let the quarterback go back there and run back. And he put it in that kid's hand.
That's exactly right.
And they said that sometimes you just got to go with your best player.
That's exactly right.
And I thought that was the key to the game, because Miami kept fighting.
Yeah.
But that little bit that Indiana got there, that got them over the hump.
Well, here's the deal. When I knew, when I said the odds are not in your favor anymore, you and I both know, sitting over there, anytime you hear that thud of the punt getting locked, that ain't a good feeling now. On any, I don't care what that's at. That could be on the other side. Anytime you hear that thud, that deal, everybody on the sideline, man, your heart almost stopped, particularly if you're special teams coach, man. Yes.
You remember Coach Holtz, right?
Yeah.
He used to always tell us, he says, guys, I don't want to hear boom, boom.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know what? When I saw that, I said, the odds are no longer in a favor. And check this out. Not only was it a block punt, it's for a touchdown.
Yes.
All right? That was my point. If they don't get that, they win by four.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So, look, I think the odds are, if you get a punt block, your percentages of winning reduce 50%. I remember reading something like that. But if you and I'll find that stat. But if you get one block for a touchdown, I know that has to be about 70-80% loss, you know, chance that you have. But listen, I want to, before we go into a break, I want you to go back and look at the most expensive rosters in the SEC and look at their records, okay? Let's look at Texas. They had the highest roster, $19.7 million. They ended up 10-3. Alabama had the second highest at 19.5. They ended up 11-4. Texas didn't make the playoff. Alabama did. Hey, give or take. Alabama went to the championship game. Said they should probably have been in the playoff. Who knows? We'll figure it out. LSU had the third highest roster of 16.5 million. They went 7-6. Coach got fired. So, hey, that's what. Hey, look, we pay you. You ain't getting it done. Hey, we go pay you to leave. Okay. Georgia, 14.9 million, 12-2, had a chance. Hey, been there, last deal. Hey, that's good. Tennessee, 14.1 million, 8-5. A&M, 13.9 million, 11-2. OU, I got to give them some credit. I was shocked. OU made it to the playoffs. Coming from the Big 12 over there.
Defense.
Hey, he
can coach some defense.
He can coach some defense. Hey, their payroll, we call it a payroll, 12.8. 10-3. Auburn, 12.3 million, 5-7, fired. Fired. Missouri, 11.5, 8-5. Florida, 10.4 million, 4-8, fired. Carolina, 10-2, 4-8. Ole Miss, 8.9, probably one of the greatest coaching jobs, 13.2. Hey, we're getting ready to go to a break. I'll tell you about our Hawks, what our payroll was, and we'll see what our record is and see the correlation to money and victories. It's very inconsistent. We'll be right back. Coach Richard Wilson, head coach of the Arkansas Baptist College Buffaloes, Dr. Rob, my physical therapist. We'll be right back.
It has been said that ignorance is bliss, but the Doctor of Football also believes that knowledge can produce a burden within the soul. And I have a heavy burden. Did you know that homicide, not car wrecks, cancer, or heart disease is the number one cause of death for black males ages 1 to 44? This epidemic rarely gets discussed or receives the attention of similar health crises. That's why the Doctor of Football is working to create awareness of this homicide virus and formulate a game plan to help black males reach the age of 45. Now that you know, join our team by getting in the game with us at firstand45.com. That's firstand45.com. Make a play, save a life.
Hey guys, for those of us who love sports, we know the value of team. In life, every man needs teammates to help him be better than he can be alone. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Better yet, get a group of guys together and experience it as a team.
A football coach told me, the Doctor of Football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Boz's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Boz drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Boz's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Boz drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the five-star West Rock coffee the Doctor of Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee. Arkansas Best Insurance. You can't be called the best unless you're performing better than the rest. And that's why I, the Doctor of Football, did an audible and switched to Arkansas Best Insurance. One-stop shop for all your insurance needs. That's right. You got insurance needs? I got your prescription. He's back and better than before. It's the Doctor of Insurance, Trey Scallion. My guy Trey is balling with Arkansas Best Insurance, providing the best coverage with companies like Auto Owners, who will make plays for you while minimizing the pain of writing insurance checks. Give my five-star partner, Trey Scallion, also known as the Doctor of Insurance, the nod, and he will come off the bench to take care of your insurance needs. Call my guy at 501-278-0105.
The Doctor of Football is putting Blue Train custom apparel and signage into my starting lineup for 2022. Last August, I was running out of time when I needed t-shirts for the 16 Gold Youth Football Program. I went deep with the Hail Mary and Blue Train made a play. Then I found out they could play more than one position. Our church needed our two fish and five loaves outreach van wrap. Blue Train signage, transform our bus, we are rolling. Need t-shirts, hats, or a vehicle wrap? Call Blue Train at 501-353-0556 or check out my teammate at bluetrainapparel.com.
There's only one dealer who gives you the convenience of 16 locations with 7 brands, over 5,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to shop. I'm, of course, talking about Crane Automotive Team. The Crane Team backs every vehicle with the Crane Commitment, including a love it or leave it exchange policy and a 100,000-mile warranty. If your vehicle doesn't have the Crane Team Automotive Team sticker on the back, then you probably pay too much. Visit one of their 16 locations today or online at craneteam.com.
Looking for burgers, barbecue, beer, bourbon, ball games, and brunch? Look no further than Ouachita Bar & Grill, 915 Central Avenue in beautiful downtown Hot Springs. Ouachita Bar & Grill, family and pet friendly, with indoor and outdoor seating available. Bingo Bango Brunch, served on Sundays from 11 till 3, with live music Thursday through Saturday. Take a look on Facebook to see what events they've got going on this week, and join the fun at Ouachita Bar & Grill, Central Avenue, downtown Hot Springs.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus fare.
Oh, man. Richard, you was on the dance floor on that double dutch back up that Arkansas. That was about that time, wasn't
it? It's about that time.
Omega, he was out there, man. That's about 1979, 1980. You were jamming up there.
Yeah, I don't think I'll tell Venus how bad her daddy was.
Hey, so let me finish this before I get to our attorney Nash, who's going to join us and talk about the gambling scandal that we have. But Vanderbilt, they said, now, you know, this is just doing research for the numbers. Vanderbilt, $4 million, 10-3 record, phenomenal coaching job. But they had a transformational quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
All right. See, you can get by with less money when you got that guy.
Yeah.
So you get that guy. That's why they're paying that guy that much money. Kentucky, $4.2 million, roster 5-7, fired. And then Mississippi State, $5 million, 5-8. The Hawks, $6.9 million, 2-10. So you can see as that goes how that correlates with the records. We'll talk more about that later. Hey, right now I want to go to attorney Marshall Nash, who, as I was sharing with you earlier, man, I'm so happy that he could join us tonight. Marshall and I, man, go back a long way, and, man, so proud that he can grab us. Hey, Marshall, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Man, I can hear you just fine. I'm doing well.
Well,
how are you guys doing?
Good. I got Coach Richard Wilson here, head football coach, Arkansas Baptist College, and, you know, my physical therapist, Dr. Rob Tillman, who I've seen do some miraculous things, and we continue to pray for him, and happy he's able to join us. But, man, I called you about a week ago, and I said, hey, Marshall, I said, I've been contacted. I said, there's some young people that we know that's been involved in this gambling scam or scandal, or however you want to call it. And so this is what the report says. Now, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. That's why I wanted to talk to you as attorney's expert. But the Fed said that three men enlisted other connected players to launch a game-fixing operation in college basketball. But what was very interesting is that they primarily targeted players on losing teams at lower-level NCAA Division I program. They allegedly, it said, recruited players at these 17 schools to fix point spreads for the first half or the entire game. Now, I went and looked at this list, and I'm going to call them out. Abilene Christian, Alabama State, Buffalo, Coppin State, DePaul. That's the only Big East Power 5 school up there, and basketball is different. But when you start looking at resources, that you realize that have the resources to compete at that Power 5 level. Eastern Michigan, Fordham, Kennesaw State, LaSalle, New Orleans, Nicholls State, North Carolina A&T, Northwestern Louisiana, where I used to be a grad assistant, Robert Morris, St. Louis, Southern Miss, Tulane. Did y'all even know they gambled on those games?
No.
And so now they go and pick these games, hoping they stay on the radar. These guys don't have NIL packages for the most part, okay? All right? And so they go. So, Marshall, Attorney Nash, kind of speaking, you said something about tainting the jury and how these students have to tell their story on how this was transpired so they won't be a victim. How, if you were representing in the court of law, how would you defend this?
Well, first of all, like you said, I mean, we just got to presume that these guys are innocent, right? The burden is on the government to demonstrate that any of these allegations are true. But if we assume that they are true, based on what I heard the prosecutor saying, when he stood up there and he said, hey, listen, these guys aren't victims. There were two things he was trying to get across. One, he wanted to taint, I call it taint the jury. He'll call that I'm just trying to persuade the potential jury pool. But I say he's tainting them by trying to tell them that, number one, these guys are not victims. And then number two, he wanted to say, hey, this is a crime not against the gambling industry. So he don't want you focused on that, but against the sport itself. So my takeaway was that, hey, look, you know, he's concerned that these young men are likely from a certain demographic, be it race and economic, or from the general makeup of their home, maybe a father who's absent. And they don't want 12 ordinary citizens to peel back the onion and say, why did they pick these kids? He wants you to think that these guys are greedy. He don't want the revelation to come out like what you just said. Most of them, if not all of them, don't have NIL. They do have scholarship money, that goes to tuition and room and board. But those institutions that you name, all those are a lot of them are private school institutions, and the parents of those kids generally do well. And some of the ones who are there without a car, have to use mass transit, or hitch a ride, they're usually there playing football or basketball. And so I believe that these kids were targeted by a pretty big crime organization who found some people who might have known some people who might have known some people to finally get to some guy who's playing basketball at one of these institutions and offer him just a little bit of money to say, hey, look, if that look like you're going to go pro, why don't you make a little bit? You spent a whole lot of time in your life in the gym while all your buddies were out having fun or going to the park, but you guys were being yelled at by your coaches running line drills and gashers. And it doesn't look like you're going to make that NBA money, so why don't you get a little pound on your flesh and before you get out of here? Let me give you a few bucks. And it's tempting because they're saying, well, you ain't really cheating your team because you projected to lose anyway. So why don't you just lose by a couple more points and then let's get paid? And that's somebody way down the line. Those kids don't know that some dude way up line at the head of the crime organization or the number two or three man in the crime organization has bet $200,000 or $300,000 on that, which sticks out like a sore thumb. But what the prosecutor's trying to do is, again, taint the jury pool so that these moms and grandmoms, if they have to land on the jury, won't say to themselves, why'd they pick this kid? Right. You know, and I guarantee you, I haven't looked at these guys, but more than likely, the homes are probably headed up by a single parent who usually had to have someone like a Dr. Hill help them get their kids back and forth to the practices. But hey, at that time, everybody's living a dream. I'm going to cash in if I can. I'm going to get this free education, but hopefully I can make it big. But then after all those years of sacrifice, it might not be happening. So there is a new profile. Just like sometimes people target people riding down the street and profile them and stop them and do a stop and frisk, this is the same type of deal. But the crime mob targeted these guys and profiled them and sent someone after them. So that's my whole thing. I want people to recognize and understand that if we assume, which I don't want us to do, that they did this, I want them to try to figure out a way how to use this to better these kids' lives. How about you go and talk to some senior high students or some college freshmen about what happened to you? And hey, let's alert someone if you're ever approached by another person about this again, or if you're ever approached. Instead of hanging a scarlet letter around their neck, and when they try to apply for a job at Walmart or Tyson or West Rock, when they run their background check, boom, there's a federal crime out there, and they can't get one of those jobs. Now they got to go be creative in other ways, and hopefully they would try to find something that keeps them out of jail. But we know oftentimes they get desperate, and they end up committing more crimes, and it's just a life of never-ending crime and always in the system. So that's my issue. I just want to, if in fact they did this, I want them to have an opportunity to keep it off their record and then get back to the community.
Man, that's a very articulate insight that you have given to this crisis. And listen, we're not trying to say that hey, the kids didn't do wrong. That's not the issue. You know, you made a bad decision, and that's happened. As like you said, I don't see any of these kids that we're thinking about going to the NCAA tournament. So you say your season about over, you're losing, you're not going to the tournament. Somebody call and say, hey, Dr. Rob, I'm going to throw you $10,000 over here. I just need you, rather than making 15 points tonight, I just need you to hit 6. I mean, that's kind of what it was. And say, then you do that and y'all get that loot, then I'm going to slide you 10 grand and I'm broke.
Yeah.
You know, no, it ain't right. And, you know, and I'd be disappointed in anybody that did it. But if they ask, you know, that's you got to really have your character level got to be. Hey, Marshall, thank you, brother attorney, for that, man. And you're going to become my expert. So I'm going to have to bring you back in here as we're going to talk about this. You're the expert of the recruitment, the legal expert for the recruiting intelligence report. Until then, until next time, well, I'll see you later.
Thanks, man.
Well, I appreciate you guys. You guys are doing the most good, so keep it up.
All right, God bless. We'll be right back for the fourth quarter. Uncle B on deck. And a brother tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy.
As I look back over my life, I realize I have fumbled in many areas. Thank God that he did not put me out of the game. My high school and college teammate, Steve Snyder, together we battled opponents on the fields and courts of competition in search of winning outcomes on the scoreboard. But today, Brother Steve is trying to score for our Heavenly Father by spreading the gospel through 33 The Series, a multi-volume video series that gives men a vision for manhood modeled by Jesus Christ himself. For detailed information on how you can get in the game with Authentic Manhood, go to authenticmanhood.com. It's time to get in the game with Jesus. I don't normally eat fried food, but when I do, you will find me at Chicken King getting my grub on. I love catfish, and when I am in search of a three-piece dinner of catfish with hot sauce and tartar sauce, you will find the Doctor of Football huddling up at Chicken King. Got a play for you to run. Go to Chicken King, located in North Little Rock, Little Rock, Bryant, or my hometown of Arkadelphia, and before you order, tell them the Doctor of Football wrote a prescription for your fried food desires. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. In fact, you will probably want to run that same play again and get another order very soon. They are the heavyweight champion of fried food. That's Chicken King, the five-star fried food cuisine. It's the real deal. For more information, call 501-562-5573 and tell them the Doctor of Football prescribed them. A football coach told me, the Doctor of Football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Bos's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Bos drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Bos's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Bos drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the five-star West Rock coffee the Doctor Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee. I'm so happy to be able to fly out of Little Rock again on a regular basis. Didn't realize how special I felt until I pulled back into Expressway Airport parking. I miss my teammates led by my head coach, Drew Baker. Not only is Expressway Airport parking quick, efficient, and saves me money, it also makes me feel good about me, and I know it'll make you feel good about you. If you want slower service, less efficiency, and to spend more money parking, I guess that would be the only reason you wouldn't join our team and park with us. Remember, teamwork makes Expressway Airport parking dream work. It's easy. You call, we haul. Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you are in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106. Arkansas Best Insurance, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. We do our best to put your insurance concerns to rest. We basically bury your concerns. Ain't that right, the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion of Arkansas Best?
Game on, Doc. Put us in the game.
You do it all. You're called Arkansas Best for a reason.
Call the play. Watch us score for you.
Automobiles?
We're rolling with you.
Home insurance?
Your home is safe with auto owners and Arkansas Best Insurance.
Nonprofits and board insurances?
We got you, Doc.
Surety bonds?
And Arkansas Best. You can trust.
Business insurance?
No fumbles.
General liabilities?
We got your assets covered.
That's why I joined the team at Arkansas Best Insurance with the Doctor of Insurance, Trey Scallion. Let him make insurance plays for you. If you call, I promise you, he will ball. That's the Doctor of Insurance, Trey Scallion at Arkansas Best Insurance at 501-278-0105. 501-278-0105.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
you know, when that comes on, that's Uncle B's introduction music, because they're not like him. You know what I'm saying? That's my man, Uncle B, Uncle B, Uncle B. How you doing, Uncle B?
Living the dream, Coach. Living the dream.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Hey, before I go to you, I want to talk a little bit about the G Leaguers and the foreign league players who Shug's not in tonight, so I want to get your take, because I know you studied that NIL stuff. Before I do that, I want Dr. Rob, he's been here, to talk a little bit about this mental challenges associated with injuries. And by the way, this segment is brought to you by 33, the series, as well as my people Target Printing. Man, my team over there, I just want to say hello to Target Printing at Officer Century. They do such a great job in printing. And 33 the Series, my guy Steve Snyder is just doing phenomenal work in helping us understand as men what we're going through and how we can grow closer to the Lord through our challenges. But hey, Dr. Rob, we're talking about the mental challenges associated with injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And man, some people don't realize the mental challenges that come along with the physical injuries, and
yes,
and how the body keeps score, the brain keeps score, and sometimes working back through those, some can do it quicker than others.
Mm-hmm.
Speak briefly about how you deal with that when you understand, because just because somebody say, well, he's healed and can play, but if his mind doesn't tell him mm-hmm. that, it doesn't work.
I'm gonna give an example real quick. Remember the young man that, you know, he fell and tore his Achilles for the Indiana Pacers last year. And he laid there and they had to carry him off the court. Well, remember when Kobe Bryant tore his Achilles?
Yeah.
He stayed on the court, shot the free throw, wouldn't let anybody touch him, and he walked off the court. I would venture to say that you're going to have a greater return to athletic endeavors if you have Kobe Bryant's attitude in mind.
Hmm.
And the whole thing about it is there are a lot of things that you can't really measure that go into somebody's ability to get back to competition faster. Do they have the discipline? Are they feeding off of being injured? Are they getting after their rehabilitation? Are they being honest about how they're feeling?
Right.
You know,
that's a great analogy, what he just said, because you probably see similar things, Coach Wilson. Well, when your trainer say, I heard Coach the other night say, well, the trainer said he could play, so we played him, even though he said he was ready. So that's why I thought to Rob, we've seen it,
yes.
You know, and football is different than basketball, as, mm-hmm. you know, as we know, because sometimes you can play with a broken hand, we put a club cast on it, you know, right. and you know, you can go. But you've seen the same thing, haven't you, Rich?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's mental toughness.
It's mental toughness, man, and Kobe had it, and that's why,
The Mamba mentality.
The Mamba mentality. Hey, Uncle B, hey, check this out. The G Leaguers, what do you think about, man? I just retweeted, they said that if Alabama plays that young man, that some schools may boycott and not play because this gentleman is coming into the team. Then they say the court ruled him eligible, but the NCAA may come back in. And like one guy say, well, they can decide who get in the tournament. But, man, when I was looking at, I tweeted out today, the top 10 players. And, B, what do you think about this? Is this going to stop? BYU, AJ, $4.4 million. JT Topp in Texas Tech, $3 million. Lindenberg in Michigan, $2.3 million. Cameron Boozer, Duke, $2.1. Boogie Flan left Arkansas for Florida, $2 million. Donovan Dent, $2 million. Jaden Quintanks at Arizona, $2 million. Alabama's paying Phelan $1.7 million. P.J. Haggard at Memphis $1.7 million. Caleb Wilson at North Carolina $1.7 million. So when these guys see that type of money and they over there in the G League making $30,000, $40,000 a year and they hadn't played a game,
wow.
Uncle B, you'd be trying to get back on the team too, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Bag it up. And you want to know the reason why? It must be the money.
Yeah.
But you said earlier you were talking about the football side, but it translates over to basketball as well. If you don't win, it you're out of there.
Yeah.
So these coaches are trying to win at all costs. So if I can go and get this player who's been in the D League and, you know, has that experience, older, more mature player, and he can come in for a semester and help me win a few more games and I can keep my job, I'll do it.
Well, if you think about it, it's really no different than the NBA and trades. All right? And when you have a trade deadline. So, I mean, so now the only thing about it is that this guy's been out. But I think the thing that I want our listeners to listen to comprehend is that these guys, they declared for the draft, but they haven't played college ball. So it's not like season. It's not like Ole Miss quarterback who now Tom Morris is petitioning for a sixth football season, okay? Because they're saying he has the seasons. Mm-hmm. So these guys, it's not like they're trying to get an extra season. They're saying they haven't even competed for the four. Right. And so because they signed and never played in college and had never played professionally, that's why the court is allowing them to come back. Mm-hmm. Back to what Nash said. It's what you can prove in court, not what's right. And, you know, and it's the NCAA. Yeah. When you go before the judge, he is the jury in that situation, and the injunction stands for I can get an injunction till I have a hearing. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, if you're not going to have a hearing because you want an injunction, by the time it comes, it's too late. But what they're saying with the NCAA now is that the NCAA can come back and say you forfeit those games if you play those people. So now you got a legal issue and a court issue, and this whole thing is getting messy. No. If I had some input, all right, I wish that the NIL was awarded after the season, and it was much like the NFL. I love playing. I love everybody getting paid.
Yeah.
I'm 100%. But I just think it creates, like one guy said, Ole Miss or I can't remember what school lost a player because he was making $1.2 million and they brought another guy in just out there and he brought him in for $1.5 million. So the $1.2 million entered the transfer portal.
Right.
All right, Uncle B, how you manage that, Uncle B?
I mean, it's a difficult, it's a slippery scope, you know, and like you said, you want it on the back end. I'm for it being on the front end and the players. We've been talking about the bag for the last 5 years.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they've been getting away with billions forever. You know, and we're only talking about the players. Notice, Coach, when the university go out and get a player from G League or whatever, they say, oh, he went out and bought this player. But when the coach leaves Ole Miss and goes to LSU, nobody says they bought him. They hired a new coach. So, I mean, college is pro now, so they're just hiring players. They're not necessarily buying them.
Right, right. Now, I agree with that. I mean, the whole system is different. Mm-hmm. I mean, Richard, I mean, think about, we didn't even have summer scholarships. You remember that?
No.
We had to get jobs in the summertime, didn't it?
I know.
Had to work, yeah.
Had to work.
And remember those unvoluntary workouts that it was supposed to be voluntary.
Yeah, right.
But if you didn't voluntarily show up, you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Here's what I told
you. Here's
what I said. You don't have to do this, but when you come back and you're on the 15th, all right, that's my assessment. Just yeah. I say you're at 15. I say, so that's your charge. You don't have to be here. But when you step back up here and you fifth string, don't get mad because that was your time commitment to this team. Well, hey, I want to announce, you know what we got coming? Supper and Soul is coming back to Arkansas Baptist College. You know who's going to be jamming? Hey, Coach Wilson, B, we got to get you out there. The Ohio player.
Fire.
Fire. Fire. Love roller coaster. Uncle B, you might be too young for that. You was just a little boy back then. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go back as far as I can.
All right. Hey. God, thank you for this platform. Thank you for this gentleman here. God, pray protection. Pray for healing for Dr. Rob. Be with us, lead us until next time. God, be with us and guide us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Until next time, God bless everyone.
God bless you.